I'm going to close with a poem that's had several incarnations. I started it many years ago about something that I did in my Kansas backyard when I was bored as a kid. I tried to dig out a rhubarb plant. If you know anything about rhubarb plants and how deep their roots go, it was kind of a frustrating thing. But, you know, I just wrote about it. I had nothing to hook it to make it a good poem. So until I saw a call for poems for Malalu Yousafzai in an anthology called Poems for Malala, came out a few years ago. And they accepted this poem called Wild Rhubarb. And I read it, and I dedicate it tonight to another poet a long way away, the poet Ashraf Fayadi. The poet Ashraf Fayadi, his punishment was revised by Saudi Arabia this week. He is a stateless Palestinian poet who was convicted of apostasy because of the public outcry for freedom of speech. They reduced his sentence of beheading to 8 years in prison, 800 lashes, and public repentance based on his published poetry. So this is for all those poets out there for whom writing is really a matter of life or death. Wild Rhubarb. Once upon a time, in the wilderness of puberty, a girl swore to strive for perfection in all things. She vowed to excise the outlaw in herself, so began to weed. One day she knelt, pulled off the toughest plant's toxic leaves, then spied the wrist-thick rhizome burrowed in red hard clay. She began to dig, and as she dug, was learning something about determination, about the deep, wild beauty of imperfection. That one day, girls like her, who seem to submit, whose minds are never allowed to gather light, will run renegade, and through the densest matter, despite desecration by the fiercest gods, thrust forth from earth's succulent belly lush throngs of thicker, greener, even darker shoots. Thank you. It's my pleasure now to introduce Judith Harway, teacher of creative writing.